You call that the what?
The miller or the baker. The miller will all cut it off.
Yeah.
And that's why I get my crackling fat from. Then I save my bacon the side and smoke it. Then I'd have my bacon.
Yeah, and did you ever cut off a kind of a piece off the bacon?
That is the belly part.
Yeah. Before you cook the bacon though, the skin off the bacon?
The skin?
Yeah. You ate the skin, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, other things you'd make with the hog? Would you ever grind up the hog meat?
You grind up sausage.
Yeah.
And stuff it in the little guts that I had a hog sausage stuffer.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you do with the head?
Head? We'd make hog and cheese out the head. And the foot, sometimes we can cook the foot and put them down in vinegar. And say, dear.
Have you ever eaten one?
Yeah. Yeah, they good. You put vinegar and clove and spice in your vinegar. And let's have a big jar. And let's just have about 10 or 12 foot in there. Probably if we kill 3 or 4 hogs, have all them foot in there. Now, why you go?
Would you ever make a dish by cooking the liver and then grinding it up?
No, we never did that.
Okay, what'd you do with the blood?
Blood, we throw it away. I ain't never ever cooked blood. But I have it, but I ain't never tried to save it.
Okay.
Because my wife didn't like it, and that kept me from doing it.
If you kept your meat too long, you say the meat had got what?
Tainted or spoiled or something.
Yeah.
But the way we used to do our meat, need the things salt and good. You smoke that meat, then you take it down, you put a layer of shucks on that meat, take time and do it, cause it's something that saves you from buying. And put that meat up under them shuck. Layer shuck and layer meat. Layer shuck and layer meat. And until us got ready to eat it, then top it up good and it stayed there.
Okay. Now, would you ever take the juice of the head cheese or maybe some other hog meat and mix it up with cornmeal? And then let it get cold and fry it, slice it and fry it up?
No.
Never made that?
No.
Okay. Well, some thick sour milk that you kept around would be called, that was what?
We'd make the cheese out of that.
Out of what?
Out of sour milk.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Put it in something, let it drip.
Yeah.
And that it drip. That morning we'd have some milk cheese, skim the cream, and put over it, and you got something to eat.
What'd you call that cheese you made?
Milk cheese.
What did you call the milk that you'd maybe, you put it in front of the fire and let it what?
I mean, buttermilk.
Yeah, buttermilk, but did you ever let the milk do anything?
Mm-mm.
Well, the milk would do what when you left it out in the heat?
It was sour.
Clabber?
Clabber.
What was clabber?
That is something you knew. If no clabber, it's good.
Clabber was what you'd make that cheese out of.
Yeah.
Okay.